This should be a special schus for Shmuel Eliezer ben Reza Shoshana, the Baruch HaMasal HaMas HaYadav. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and the Afiyot Amit Beis, discusses the Indian of Shilech L'Dvar Aveira. And we have two Klalim, according to Ravina. It depends on whether he's a Bar Chiyuva. Ein Shilech L'Dvar Aveira is where the Shilech is a Bar Chiyuv. And then the Aveira doesn't go to the Mishalech. And according to the other opinion, Rav Sama, he says that Ein Shilech L'Dvar Aveira is when the person has a choice. He gets the Aveira. Otherwise, if the Shilech doesn't have a choice, then the Mishalech gets the Aveira. What's the difference? Mai binayu. So the Gemara says, the difference is a Kohen. Who's not allowed to marry a Grusha. And if he tells Yisrael, marry me an Isha Grusha. So in such a case, according to the Lashon of the Gemara of Sama, that he has a choice. If he has a choice, the Mishalech is in Chayev here also. He has a choice, and the Mishalech is in Chayev. If a Kohen says to Yisrael, marry me an Isha Grusha, the Kohen is not going to be Chayev, because we're going to say in Shlichus Dvar Aveira, there's no Shlichus here, because the Yisrael has a choice. And since the Yisrael has a choice, the Kohen doesn't get the Aveira. Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira. According to the other opinion, of being a Bar Chiyuv, here the Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuv. If he's not a Bar Chiyuv, a male of the Aveira does go to the Kohen. We say, Yesh Shlichus Dvar Aveira. Ad kan, mitivrei kacha shal ha-gemara. Tosfos writes, Vim toimer mein afkamina. Bein leman diomar, Iboy avid, bein man demor v'shlich bar chiyuva, lo laki ala kiddushin. Whether you say Iboy avid, or whether you say it depends on whether the shlich has volition, free choice, whether to do this avera, or whether you say it depends on whether the shlich is a bar chiyuv, that if he's a bar chiyuv, then it's his avera. If he's not a bar chiyuv, it's the mishalech's avera. So it doesn't matter, because according to both studim, lo laki ala kiddushin, there's going to be no malchus on the kiddushin. In other words, belavachi afilu mityaches maaseh avera lakohen hamishaleach. Even if we give the kohen hamishaleach the avera, right, and the, like we want to say that since the Yisrael is nabar chiyuva, because he's allowed to marry a grusha, merely a ver goes to the coin, still the coin's not going to get malchus, according to Rava. Because Rava says in Kedushin 78 that if he's Makadish, ain't a loke. That a coin who marries a grusha is only chai when he has beer with her, not on the Kedushin. So what's the nafkamina? It just tells us that Dechibal, Yeshlam Dechibal Achkach Locha Avla Kedushin. Kavanat Rava Rak. שלולי שהכהן בעלה הוא אינו לוקה, אך גם הוא מודה שלולי שהכהן בעלה הוא אינו לוקה. You're right, if the coin doesn't have beer, he doesn't get malchus, but he's mode that after he's bowed, he gets malchus even on the kiddushin that were done b'isr. So it turns out that in Yesh Lich Dvar Aveira, the coin's going to get double. He's going to get it for the Kiddushin, and he's also going to get it for the Be'ila. So that's the Nafkamina. Wanted to know what's the Nafkamina, Bein Laman Damri Boyad Ovid. In either case, he's not getting malchus. So how can you say the nafkamina that according to the tzad that ibay avid here, since the guy has choice? So we say in shlich l'dvar aveira, And according to the Man Diyamar, that the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuv. Here he's not a Bar Chiyuv. So we say, Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. We say, what's the Nafkamina? So for Kiddushin, the coin's not getting Malkus. So the answer is, Dechibol Achar Kach Loike Afal HaKiddushin. That afterwards he gets it on both. So if he sends a Yisrael to be Makadesh and Isha Grusha for him, and then he has beer with her, he's going to get a double dosage of Malkus. Inam Yishlom Adaf L'Rav and Afgamina D'yei Shlichus Chol and HaKiddushin V'yein Shlichus Ein Chol and HaKiddushin. Another Teretz, that B'Shlichus L'Dvar Avera B'Teila Kol HaShlichus. And therefore, even if the Makadesh isn't Loka, there's an afkamin if there's shlichus or not for the etzim chalais kedushin. Since they're done by avera, if we say yesh shlichus dvar avera, chalowak kedushin, the kedushin are chal. If main shliach lo chalowak kedushin, and if there's no shliach, then there's no chalos kedushin. So what's amazing about this is, it comes out then, that if you say that Ein Shlichut V'Aravera, so if he sends a Yisrael to be Mekadesh and Isha Grusha, Ein Shlichut V'Aravera, the Kedushin are in Chal. But if he sends a Yisrael, but if you hold that it depends whether the Shlichut is a Bar Chiyuva, the Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva, we say Yesh Shlichut V'Aravera, and the Kedushin is Chal. So that's Tosfos. So we see, according to the first teretz of Tosfos, even if we say Ein Shlich Dvar Avera, that's only to be Mischayv in the Avera. But the Kedushin Archal. So even if we say Ibay Avid Ibay Lovid, here he has a choice. So since he has a choice, Ein Shlich Dvar Avera. But even though Ein Shlich Dvar Avera, that's only as far as being Mischayv al HaAvera. The Kohen isn't Chayav in the Avera. Awesome. But the Kiddushin are Chal. According to the second Teretz, if Ein Shlichut Dvar Avera, the Kiddushin aren't Chal. But according to the first Teretz, the Kiddushin are Chal. Azoi kimt ar ois fun Tosfos. That's what comes out from Tosfos. And so we see Lehedya in the Tosfos Shans, which is cited by the Shita Mekubetz. It's an Ara Sugya. This is Kiddushin 10b. And also in the Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz, also cited by the Shita Mekubetzis. In the Chedushim of Rabbeinu Shimon Yehuda Kohen, none other than the great Rav Shimon Shkop, Rambi Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzhak Ochanan, I don't know, he's really not known that way, but he happened to have taught in YU for a year. But really, the Ram in Tells, and elsewhere, Shimon Shkop and Simon Yud Gimel Os Aleph writes in the first Teretz of Tosfos, Vine Achora Tzorech Lefarish Kavanasim. The Shlichus Hu Din Torah. We have to explain Pshat and Tosfos that Shlichus is a Din Torah. Umischale Kadin Bechahai Gavna. And the Din splits up. The Kshanu Danelinin Chalos HaKedushim. We talk about the Chalos Kedushim. Hu Chashiv Kilu Asa Mishalech. It's like the Mishalech did it, and the Kedushin is Chal. Ukshanudan l'nin ha'onesh, we talk about the onesh, says Reb Shimon, anudan kilu nasa shelo ayedei ha'mishalech. We say the Mishalech didn't do it, he doesn't get the onesh. Av shekanas isha, even though he acquired the woman. Aval onesh ainu mishim d'yesh lo isha grusha. The onesh isn't else that he is a mitzah, that he is a divorced woman as a wife. El mishim she'osem maisa l'kadesh. But because he did a maisa Kedushin, and as far as this is concerned, we don't consider it as if he did it. He didn't do the Maisa Kedushin. The Shliach did the Maisa Kedushin. And Ein Shlichut Dvar Avera. So Ein Shlichut Dvar Avera, he doesn't get the punishment. But the Kedushin Achal. Umashitama b'sefer Noda b'Yehuda al Devrayim. And that the Noda b'Yehuda wondered about Tosfos. Now the Behuda was bothered by Tosfos. How can it be mischalek? How can we say the legabe kedushin, the mishalech did it, and therefore the kedushin is chal? And legabe the onesh, we consider it as if the shliach did it, and the mishalech doesn't get the onesh. Lo avin. That says Reb Shimon Zecher Tzadik Levracha. I don't understand. The kavod nichalei ba'osa shliach al tvicha, but siva lo lishchot b'shabbos. Shelinyan tvicha chashuv kilu asa mishalech, linyan shabbos chashuv kilu asa shliach. Kamo kein hacha. Just like we find, let's say somebody makes a shliach to slaughter an animal for him on Shabbos. So what's the din? The din is that the tevicha, as far as tevicha goes, we have a din of tevicha and mechira, paying dalet vehe. So we say that the mishalech did it. And as far as Shabbos is concerned, we say that the shliach did it. So you see, shezeyachol etchalek, it can be split up. As far as one thing is concerned, it's the mishaleach, and therefore the mishaleach is going to have to pay the dalet vehei. And as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's the shliach, and he's going to be guilty for the chil Shabbos. So here also, let's say the same for it. Let's say that as far as the Chalos Kedushin is concerned, it's the Mishalech's doing. Kedushin is Chal. And as far as, I keep thinking I should say the Kedushin are Chal, because Kedushin is Lashon Rabim. And in English, Rabim, we say are, not is. So I'll change that if that's alright. So as far as the Chalos Kedushin goes, the Kedushin are Chal. But as far as the Onish goes, that goes to the Shliach, not to the Mishalech. But the Maisei Kedushin goes to the Mishalech, just like we do by Sebei Tficha. Ad kan midivrei Reb Shimon Yehuda Kohen Shkap. However, says Agon Agadol Rabbi Abba Berman Zecher Tzadik Lefracha, this is in his classic Shiurei Iyun HaTalmud. Love that sefer. So he says, De'ein Odei Meklal. You can't compare that case to our case. There are two separate elements. The Yeshkan Inyan Tvicha, Tvicha's Geneva, the Yeshkan Inyan Melechas Shabbos, two distinct entities, two distinct matters. You have the Inyan of slaughtering the Geneva, and then you have the Inyan of Melecha B'Shabbos. Vegam. They are not interdependent. They are not interdependent. You can slaughter, it's been done before, a stolen animal on the weekday as well. And you can slaughter your own animal on Shabbos. In other words, there's no necessary interrelationship between the Tvicha and the Shabbos. He just happened to have done the Tvicha and Shabbos. So since they're two separate inyanim, you can say one goes to the Shliach, one goes to the Mishalech. Linyan Tvicha's Geneva, it's as if the Mishalech did it. Linyan Melech's Shabbos, it's as if the Shliach did it. Gevaldik. Mashenken here, says Rabbi Abba, Ein Shnei Inyanim. There are Isser who are Maisi Kedushin. Here there are two inyanim. Here there's not two, there are not two inyanim here. There's only one inyan. What's the inyan? The Maisa Kedushin. And here the Kasha of the Noda B'Yehuda stands strong. The Mnechshav Kilu Asa Meshalech is Maisa HaKedushin. Ulahachi Cholin HaKedushin Memela the Nechshav Kilu Asa is HaIsar V'Yishchai V'Meshalech. If we consider it as if the Mishalech did the Maisa Kedushin, and therefore the Kedushin are Chal, so Memela, he did the Mishalech, did the Maisa. So how do you split up the Kiddushin and say, ah, as far as the Chalos Kiddushin goes, it's the Mishalech. As far as the Onus goes, it's Shliach. It's one Maisa Kiddushin. It's either or. Oh, as they say in modern Hebrew. Or this or that, either or. By in Tvicha and Mechir, to be Tvicha and Shabbos, Rabbi Yehava made a beautiful chiluk. He says these are not necessarily related, so therefore you can split the two up. So Reb Shimon says, explains the first Teretz of Tosfos differently, and he writes as follows: Dele Teretz ha'echod hach klala de'en shliach dvar avera hu rak le'inyan ha'onesh dele ripsa Torah l'chayv ha'mishalech al ma'isa ha'shliach. That according to the first Teretz of Tosfos, this klal of en shliach dvar avera is only with regard to the punishment, because the Torah was not mechadesh that the mishaleach is chayev for the ma'isa shliach. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. So the mishaleach is chayev for the ma'isa shliach. Aval kol mili, but for every other thing, hashlichus kayemes kagomo below avera. The shlichus stands strong as if there was no avera. So that's how we can say, according to the first teretz. As far as the onish goes, no, you don't give the mishaleach the onish. But the shliach is still a valid shlichus, and therefore the kedushin is archal. Well, the teretz habeis nomar, the hodi alfinan, and in the second teretz it was said, or we can say ne'amar or nomar, the hodi alfinan mishchut echutz, the lo chayev ha'mishalech or ma'isa shliach, who mishum delinian ma'isa avera lo chash v'torah la mishalech pulas avera, who mehaitam lo anshatorah sa mishalech, who mishum hachi svirle the kedushin misbatlin. That we learn from Shchutei Chutz, from slaughtering outside the Beis HaMikdash, that the Mishaleach is not Chayev in the Maisa Shliach, it is because, as far as the Maisa Aver is concerned, the Torah did not consider it as if the Mishaleach did a Pu'ula Avera. And for this reason, the Torah didn't punish the Mishaleach. And therefore, if the Mishaleach did into a pool of Aveira, therefore we have to say that the Kedushin are Mizbadel. But according to the first Mahalach, according to the first Teretz of Tosfos, there's going to be no Chiyuv for the Maisa Shliach, meaning you're not punishing him, it's merely for punishment. But as far as all other Shlichus matters, it belongs to the Mishaleach. The Mishaleach has to own it, and therefore the Kedushin are Chal. According to the second Teretz, no. We see in Kiddushin on page 43a, Gali Rachman of the Torah's Megala, that we don't say Shliach Ledvar Aver by Shchut Echutz when you shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash, because it says Dam Yichashev Lishahu Dam Shafach. So it says Lishahu Hu V'lo Shlucha. So we see from here that from Shchut Echutz that the Mishaleach is not Chayev and the Maisa Shliach. But why is that? Why is the shliach not? Why is the mishaleach not chayav for the ma'isa shliach? Because as far as the ma'isa avera is concerned, the Torah did not consider it as if the mishaleach did the ma'isa avera. And if the mishaleach didn't do the ma'isa, and that's why he's not punished. But if he didn't do the ma'isa, not only is he not punished, but the kedushin aren't chal. The kedushin are mizbatel. So that's the Mahalach of Reb Shimon. This is in the Chedushim, Simen Yad Aleph Oz Beis. Recently saw Reb Yaakov Ariel said, just as an aside before we ask on this, that you know, Reb Shimon was a Gana Gaonim and one of the great Rosh Yeshivas in Europe. Baruch Hashem, we've discussed his Torah a lot over the years. And Rosh Yurim, we have special Chiba for Reb Shimon's Torah. So Avram Shapiro, when they came out with the shiurim, so he got a copy, and when his Talmud saw it, he said, Rav Avram Shapiro was the Rosh Yeshiva Shivas Merkas Harav and the Rav Arashi of Medina Yisrael. So he said, yeah, you know, and I need to rest, you know, b'menuchat Sarayim, you know, in between first and second Seder, I need to just chill out, relax. So I read the Chedushim of Rav Shimon Shkap. I guess, you know, it's funny because Rav Shimon Shkab's Chidushim are quite deep and involved. But I guess for Rav Shapira, learning Be'amelos is when, you know, he's got his pen in hand and he's mechadish and he's asking, he's answering, but he just wants to kick back and read and enjoy. So he enjoys the Chidushim of Rav Shimon Shkab. Gevaldik, halavai al kulano. Should all be zech. Al kol panim, Rabbi Abba comments, it's hard to say this in the first teretz of Tosfos, that the klal of ein shlichu dvar avera is only in an onesh, but the shlichus is still hangs fire, as it were. The lefiza nimtza, the ein shlichu dvar avera lo avedin b'shlichus, ela avedin ba'onshin, she'eno moil lazeh shlichus. So it turns out that ein shlichu dvar avera is not a din in shlichus. It's a din in punishment, right? Hach klal adin shlichu dvar avera rak l'inyan ha'onesh. The lo ripsa Torah l'chayv v'mishalech al ma'isa shliach. It's only in the onesh ein shlichu dvar avera. But otherwise we say there is shlichus. So to say that the whole word of ein shlichu dvar avera is a din in onshin, and not a din in shlichus, is hard to say, because ein shlichu dvar avera is mashma as a din in shlichus, not that it's a din in onshin. Ve'od kasha de'ech mahani l'ravina shlichus l'dvar avera b'lav bar chiyuva. Another kasha on Reb Shimon is how, according to Ravina, the shlichus l'dvar avera work if he's not a bar chiyuv. The bishleim le'yavi din b'shlichus shehecha sheyesh avera b'maisa shlicha in din shlichus. So I understand. If it's a din in shlichus, I get it. Asur shapi de la Ravina makes sense according to Ravina. Zeh rakim b'shlicha avi bar chiyuva. But the klap of chashiv maisa shlich le'maisa avera. So if you say it's a din in shlichus, we can say, listen, this din in shlichus only applies if the shlich is a bar chiyuv. If that according to Ravina, if a din in shlichus was, if the din in shlichus, if we say that it's a din in shlichus, there's an aveira in the maisa hashliach, there is no din shlichus. So Ravina makes sense. Because according to Ravina, that is only if the shliach is a bar chayuva. And regarding him, vis-a-vis him, klapav, chashiv ha-maisa la-maisa aveira. Vis-a-vis the shliach, the maisa is considered a maisa aveira. Why? Because the shliach is a bar chiyuv. So if the shliach is a bar chiyuv, so it's his ma'isa avera. And if the shliach is not a bar chiyuv, then it's the ma'isa avera of the mishaleach. So we understand if the word is, if it's a din in shlichus, we understand that there will be that it depends on bar chiyuv. That if he is a bar chiyuv, then he gets the avera, and if he's not a bar chiyuv, the mishaleach gets the avera. But if you say it's not a din in shlichus, it's a din in punishment. What does it help that the shliach is not a bar chiyuv? What do you want to say? You want to say that since the shliach is not a bar chiyuv, the mishalech gets the avera? No. Harei mikol makom shlichus eino mo'il lechayiv onshin. Shlichus isn't machayiv onesh, so what does it matter if he's a bar chiyuva? If it's a din in shlichus, then you can say, oh, it depends whether he's a bar chiyuva or not, because we want to know, did he do a ma'aseh aveira or did he not do a ma'aseh aveira? So when is he going to be a good shliach? When is he not going to be a shliach? When there's a Maisa Avera. When there's a Maisa Avera, For him, the shlichus is not a shlichus. We don't allow shlichus with this, when you're doing a ma'isa aveira. That's not a valid shlichus. So that's only going to be if the shliach is a bar chiyuva. And for him, it's considered a ma'isa aveira. But if he's not a bar chiyuva, and there's no ma'isa aveira, then it goes back to the mishalech. So that we understand. If it's din and shlichus, it's going to depend on whether he's a bar chiyuva. Because we want to know if there was a ma'isa aveira or not. If he did a ma'isa aveira, then there's no shlichus. If he didn't do a ma'isa aveira, then there is shlichus. Goes back to the mishalech. But if we say that it's a din in onesh, what does it matter whether or not it's a bar chiyuva? Shlichus doesn't help for all, doesn't create an onesh. So what would it matter whether the shlich is a bar chiyuva or not? Even if he's not a bar chiyuva, then it's no onshim for b'shlichus. So to say it's a din in onshim is very difficult to understand. If it's a din in shlichus, so you could say, divrei rabbi, divrei talmid, divrei mishalmin. You shouldn't have listened to me, or I didn't expect you to listen to me, if you're doing an aveira. So therefore the shlichus is off. If he's not doing an aveira, then he expected that he will listen to him. But if it's in an onesh, then you don't give an onesh when there's shlichus, what does it matter whether or not it's a bar chiyuva? So this is a difficult way to understand the teretz of Tosfos. And therefore Rabbi Abba has a different mahalach to explain Tosfos. And Emir Tzashem, God should just give us life, please God, and health and everything we need. And in the next shir, Emir Tzashem, we are going to get to Rabbi Abba's mahalach and understanding Tosfos. And we will hopefully see more Nefilos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.